Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, Lord, my God, everything in me praises you for who you are, and I thank you for your love for me. Lord, my God, everything in me praises you for who you are, and I thank you for your love for me. In Jesus Christ's name we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to our God. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please hear my cry and replace my tears with laughter. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, my Heavenly Father, please hear my cry and replace my tears with laughter. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23. I'll read from the Good News Translation, GNT version. I read now. As for us, we proclaim the crucified Christ, a message that is offensive to the Jews and nonsense to the Gentiles. Full stop. Praise God. Paul the Apostle, Peter, James, John, and others, they proclaimed, they preached the crucified Christ, even with their own lives also. Let me ask us, do you have Jesus Christ in your life? If your response is yes, then give what you have. If you have Jesus Christ, I tell you, you have what the world desperately needs at this moment. But there's a caveat. We cannot preach the crucified Christ to the world without the willingness on our own part to live the crucified life. Our lives must preach more than our lips. As Christians, we will meet people who are influenced by the devil to annoy us, to insult us, to maltreat us without deserving such provocations. What should we do then? We should give them what we have. We should give them the Christ who is in us. That is, the patient, the long-suffering, and the humble Christ whose disciples we are and whose spirit fills our bowels. Remember this series about the bowels of believers. On the cross, in his dying moment, Jesus Christ prayed God to forgive his tormentors. He said in Luke chapter 23, verse 34, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. The Christ on the cross chose not to rain curses on his traducers. Stephen also, the first New Testament martyr, he was stoned to death for his faith in Christ. But while he was being stoned, he prayed fervently to God for those who killed him. That's in Acts of Apostles chapter 7, verse 16. Stephen gave what he had in his bowels. Only the crucified life can practically and effectively preach the crucified Christ. In our daily walk with God, let us give Jesus to our world by what we say and by what we do. May our lives be fruitful for the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for who you are, and we thank you for Jesus Christ, your gift to the world. Thank you for your spirit in us, the spirit of grace, the spirit of the message of the crucified Christ. Lord, may we live to please you. May we live as living sacrifices. May we live the crucified life. May our witnesses be effective in this world. And may your name be glorified. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.